You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as the newsmaker of the day, she is the Sierra Senior Provider's CEO, Christy Conforti. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Well, Christy, we are going to talk about this morning's 14th annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser. Tell us about the local Meals on Wheels program.
Okay, so the local Meals on Wheels program was started back in 1996, and we've been delivering hot meals to seniors ever since. We serve all of Tuolumne County, even Groveland and up the hill up into Twain Heart, and everybody gets a meal. So right now during COVID, normally we serve one hot meal every day. Because of COVID, we've dropped down to 3 meals a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they get a hot meal and then a cold meal as well. So they're still getting 5 meals in a week. It's just coming on different days.
Are these full meals?
Yes, they are 1/3 of the nutrition and calories that somebody requires that's over 60. So it's low in sodium. They have protein, vegetables, fruit, milk, all of the essential nutritional value.
How are these meals funded normally?
We get approximately 35% of our funding from state and federal grants. We get funded through Area 12 Agency on Aging, which gets the money from the state. And the rest of our budget is strictly fundraising, private and personal donations, grant opportunities. So we are primarily driven by fundraising.
And is the Meals on Wheels program run mostly by volunteers?
Yes. Our Sierra Senior Providers only has 18 paid staff members. The rest of the team is all volunteers, and we have about 78 people.
Christy, are you looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. Most of our drivers, our Meals on Wheels drivers, are volunteers. So we are always looking for people who want to, you know, help out a few hours a week and drive and deliver meals. It's very rewarding. And we also always need help in the kitchen, helping to prep and package meals.
What is the approximate cost per meal?
The approximate cost per meal is about $7.45. That was as of our closing end of year on July 1st. We are in the process of recalculating our totals now based on price increases due to COVID.
The 14th Annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser takes place this morning on Star 92.7 FM from 9 o'clock through 11 o'clock. And the Sonora Area Foundation is going to have a very special role during this morning's fundraiser. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Sonora Area Foundation has offered to match up to $50,000 worth of donations. So we are so excited to be able to be the recipient of those funds. Our goal is to raise at least $50,000 so we can get that match. But of course, you know, we want to raise as much as we can for this important program.
How will listeners be able to donate?
Listeners can call during the radiothon. They'll be calling the Senior Center at 533-2622, and we will take your pledge over the phone. We can do credit card donations over the phone, or you can drop a check or cash off at the Senior Center, 540 Greenlee Road. We'll have staff available until 5 o'clock today. And then you can also donate online if you go to the Sierra Senior Providers website and click on the Ways to Help tab, and you can donate via credit card or PayPal on that site.
Christy Conforti, before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to add?
I would just like to say we are so grateful to be in this community. We have the Sonora Area Foundation matching funds, as well as the amazing response we've had to our sponsorship program, where we have businesses in the community who are sponsoring this event and have stood behind us all of these years, and this year is so much more important.
The 14th Annual Meals on Wheels fundraiser starts at 9 o'clock this morning and runs until 11 o'clock this morning. 2 hours of a radiothon fundraiser for Meals on Wheels on our sister radio station, Star 92.7 FM. Christy, it was a pleasure to talk with you.
All right. Thank you, Mark.